We begin the current daf masech, this Erev and Daf Tzadik Vav. We begin 12 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, which continue on to the top of this Amud, the Gemara had a discussion regarding if Shabbos is mat tefillin. We know that every day a person has a chiv to put on tefillin. The question, and that's debated, is if Shabbos is also a zman of tefillin, is there a mitzvah to put on tefillin even on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Uman Shamat Le Shabbos Mantvilin. Who is the Tana that has taught us this concept that Shabbos is a time that is a mitzvah to wear tefillin? And that is who we had established the Mishnah according to that, and that we had a machlekes. And we said that our Mishnah was obviously explaining that one of the opinions that it's talking about is that Shabbos is this man of tefillin. And because of that, that's why, for example, one is able to put on one pair of tefillin on Shabbos, not more than that, because the mitzvah is only one, and that's why we allow to save the tefillin that were left outside one pair at a time, because Shabbos is this man of tefillin. So who is this Tana? Where do we find elsewhere anyone that expressly subscribes to this idea that Shabbos is man of tefillin? So the Gemara tries exploring a few different avenues until they finally conclude on Amud Beis, who exactly is this Tana? So first the Gemara attempts Rabbi Kiva. Says that it's the Tana Rabbi Kiva. The Tana we learn the Braisa. There's a pasuk in Sefer Shemos that says, "V'shamarta esachuka hazoyis l'mayad." You should watch and you should safeguard this statute in its designated time. Miyam yamima, from day to day. Now this is a pasuk which is called Parshas Kaddishli, which is one of the four parshas of Tefillin. Now this pasuk is said in there regarding Tefillin. So therefore the drasha is that it says, miyam yamima, from day to day, which is yamim alei leilis. Tefillin is only put on during the day, not at night. And it says, miyam, from the days, which from is always a diminishment, which is saying, miyamim alei kol yam, that from the days you put on tefillin, but not all the days. Which prat l'shabbos of yamtev comes to exclude Shabbos and yamtev. Divrei Beisek Lili, that's his opinion, the way he darshens this pasuk, that it's going on tefillin, which is what the parish over there is talking about. And it's coming to exclude nighttime and Shabbos and yamtev. However, Kiva says, when it talks about in this pasuk chuka, this statute is not a reference to tefillin, which is said there. Rather, ele'inya pesach bolvad. Rather, it's going back on the pasuk that was mentioned before that, which is a reference to the carbon of Pesach. And when it says miyam yamima, it doesn't mean from day to day like tefillin. Rather, it means from year to year. Like the Targum translates mizman lezman, from designated to, from one time to another, which is every year when it comes time for the carbon Pesach. Now, so obviously we see from the fact that Rabbi Kiva did not darshan this pasuk in reference to tefillin like the first opinion there said. So obviously you see that he considers that nighttime and Shabbos is his man in tefillin, and that's why he's not being mamayi from the pasuk. That is the first opinion of Rabbi Yosef Lili. He says that this is the pasuk that comes to diminish and say that tefillin is only by day and not at night, and only some days, not Shabbos and Yom Tov. Rabbi Kiva, who says it for the Karban Pesach, he obviously does not have that, and he's not diminishing night and Shabbos and Yom Tov, so therefore they are times of the mitzvah of tefillin. So you see that his opinion is that Shabbos is his man of tefillin. However, the Gemara asks, wait, how can you say that? Ve'elohadit, now by this that we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Krisis, that says, ha-pesach va-mila, regarding the Karban Pesach and the mitzvah of Mila, that although there are two mitzvahs to say, they have a chiyuv of karis, which is unusual for a mitzvah to say, however, since they're not a negative prohibition, they're a positive commandment. Therefore, mitzvahs asay, they're a positive commandment, and therefore, you don't bring a karban chatas for the shugaga for inadvertently being mekayim one of these two mitzvahs. Because the karban chatas, although they're very stringent mitzvahs asay, that you even get karis, however, the karban chatas only comes on being transgressing on a negative prohibition that has karis, as a pasuk in Vayikra Dal says, asher lo yiseh asena, etc. It's only for something that you're not supposed to do, and you do it, then you come to bring a karban chatas. But here, where it's something that you should do and you didn't do, then you don't bring a karban chatas. So therefore, the Gemara says, lema deloy Rabbi Kiva. Let's say that mission increases is not like Rabbi Kiva. And the reason is, de'i Rabbi Kiva, if it would be like Rabbi Kiva, but Kiva the Mukim lo b'Pesach, we just established in the previous Braisa that Rabbi Kiva said that this pasuk of Chukah is going not on tefillin like the first opinion, but rather on the Karban Pesach. So, lav nami ikka, that means regarding the Karban Pesach, there's not only a mitzvah saseh, there's also a lav. And the reason being is because since there in that pasuk it says v'shamarta es achuka, it says that you should be shemira. Now, wherever it says in the pasuk shemira that you should safeguard, it's a warning that this is considered like a law, a negative prohibition. Where do we find that? As the Gemara says, k'drab avin amir miloy, the amir b'avin amir miloy, that he says this idea that kamokim shenem he shamer, wherever it says that you should safeguard or pen like lest, va'al, or this is something you should not do. It's coming to teach you that this is a negative prohibition. So you see clearly that the way you just interpreted Rabbi Akiva from the Braisa, that this whole pasuk is going only on Karban Pesach. So that means that when it says B'shamarta, it means that Karban Pesach also has a loisase. So that means that the Mishnah increases can't be going like Rabbi Akiva. On that, the Gemara says, Afilu Tamei Rabbi Akiva. You could even say that it's like Rabbi Akiva. And the reason is because he shamar de lav lav. When it says the word hishamah, which is what Reb Oven Amr Beloi was talking about, when it says to safeguard in regards to something that you shouldn't do, that's considering it as if it's telling you a lois aseh. Hishamah da aseh. When it says the word hishamah by an aseh, then it's coming to teach you that it's a positive commandment to do this thing. As Rashi explains, we find many places where hishamah is regards to something that you shouldn't do. Hishamah lecham petich is bris. Hishamah lecham penti nakish. That you should not cut off the baharis, the tzaras. So when, although it doesn't tell you that it's a loisase, but when it's saying it's a safeguard, that's in other words telling you that it's a loisase. But when it says, like an our pasuk of b'shemarta sechuka, that's, although it says the word shmira, it's telling you that it is a positive mitzah, it's a mitzah saseh. So therefore it's not difficult to say that Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that he does not have a pasuk that's being memayit tefillin from being worn on Shabbos and Layla, because the only pasuk is, as we find, it's from Vishamarta Sechuka, and that's basically the opinion of Rabbi Akiva learns it, only regards to Karban Pesach, which is not difficult with the Mishnah increases, because although he has Vishamarta, but it's a Shemarta on the Mitzvah Saseh, so therefore it's a Mitzvah Saseh, it has no Lois Saseh, so therefore there will not be a Karban Chata, does not bring the Karban Pesach, but ultimately he does not have a pasuk that's memayit Shabbos from wearing tefillin on Shabbos, and therefore again Shabbos is man tefillin is the Tan of Rabbi Akiva. However, the Gemara asks on the fundamental principle right now that we're saying that he's the Tan that says that Shabbos is his man tefillin. But some Rabbi Akiva Shabbos man tefillin. How can we say such a thing? Although he doesn't have that pasuk to be reminded, but obviously as we're going to bring right now, he has a different pasuk that's in my Shabbos from tefillin. V'tanya, but we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yochel Yenich Adam Tefillin Shabbos of Yom Tov. You would think that a person should wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and it makes sense according to Rabbi Akiva because he doesn't have the other pasuk of Shemarta Zechuka to be reminded. Tamal Omer, that's where the pasuk comes to teach us. It says V'hoyu L'chol L'Ois Al Yadarcha, that you will have a sign for you on your arm. Now, what does that mean? It means Misha Tzrichin Ois. It means for somebody that needs a sign. In other words, the days when the Jewish people have to show upon themselves that they should recognize that they're holding and maintaining the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when you have to wear tefillin. That's on a regular weekday. Yatzu Eilu Shein Gufanais. These days of Shabbos and Yom Tov, they are excluded from the Chiv of tefillin because they themselves are the sign between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Like the pasuk in Shabbos, in Shemois, Lamed Aleph says, Ki Oisi Beini Veinechem, because it, a reference to Shabbos and Yom Tov, is the sign between me and you, and therefore Shabbos and Yom Tov, we see explicitly that Rabbi Akiva says one does not have to wear tefillin. So obviously Rabbi Akiva, again, although he doesn't have the pasuk of Hashemata Sechuka, which we want to attempt to show that he holds Shabbos is mantvillin, but he has a different pasuk, it should be a sign, only when you need a sign, which is not on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore it's memayit Shabbos and Yom Tov from wearing tefillin. So the Gemara goes on with the search. Elahai Tana, who rather is this following Tana. The town like the Braisa Haner Balaila, somebody that's up at night. And therefore we don't have to be concerned that he's going to be mafiach, that he's going to pass gas with his tefillin on. And that's the whole reason that, essentially why there's an issa to wear tefillin at night. So therefore, regarding tefillin, since he's up, he's not sleeping, so Ratzachet, if he wants, he could take off his tefillin. However, Ratzamanech, if he wants, he could put it on. And it's not considered as if he's adding on to the mitzvah. The reason must be, because Laila, nighttime, is this man of tefillin. And it's only that Rabbanan made a gezeira that we were concerned that people might pass gas when they're sleeping, and therefore we didn't allow people to wear tefillin at night. But if he's up, then he could put on tefillin. Div Reb Nosson, that's the opinion of Reb Nosson. Yonis Nakituni Aimer, he says, Ein manichin tefillin b'layla. No, one is not allowed to put on tefillin at night. So now the inference is, Midalayla latanakam as man tefillin. From the fact that the Tanakam, the first opinion mentioned, that of Reb Nosson, that he says that nighttime is the time of tefillin, so obviously, how can he say nighttime is Zman HaTefillin? He obviously does not darshan from that pasuk of Miyam Yamima, which the mem from the, that it says that from day to day, which means day but not night. Obviously, he's not darshaning that the Yamim is Lafuki Laila regarding Tefillin, because he must be learning that that pasuk is in reference to the Karban Pesach, not to the pasuk of Tefillin, which was the machlekes that we mentioned before. Now, if he doesn't have that to be nighttime, which as we find, he says clearly that Laila is Mantvilin, so Shabbos Nam is Mantvilin, so therefore Shabbos is also time of Tefillin, because that is the Pasuk that essentially we memayit Shabbos also from. from the miyam, from some days that you wear tefillin, but some not, which is Shabbos and Yom Tov. And therefore, since he's obviously not learning the pasuk regarding tefillin, and that's why he's not a ma'at laila from yom yamima, so therefore he's not going to learn it regarding miyam and from the mem tov, ma'at Shabbos and Yom Tov. So obviously, this is the Tana Reb Nosson, that is learning that Shabbos is his ma'at tefillin. Torah Sigmar says no, just like we said regarding Rebbe Kiva. Dilma svirle leila z'man tefillin. Maybe you're right, he holds that nighttime is the time of tefillin. As we just said, because he does not darshan miyam yamima regarding the pasuk of tefillin, maybe he learns it regarding the karma of Pesach. However, Shabbos loves man tefillin, or Shabbos is not a time of tefillin. And the reason being is, da'ashamin le Rebbe Kiva, da'amar, just like we find by Rebbe Kiva, that he said that Laila is man tefillin. However, Shabbos loves man tefillin, although nighttime is his man tefillin according to Rebbe Kiva, because he also doesn't learn that pasuk to be mayit tefillin, it's only in regards to the karma of Pesach. However, Shabbos is not his man of tefillin. And that he learns from a different pasuk, from Bahayi L'chol L'ayis, as we had mentioned before, because he says Miyam Yamima is the Karban Pesach, and not to my night time, and from that pasuk. And therefore, however, Shabbos is Mimayit from this other pasuk of Bahayi L'chol L'ayis, and that is going to be the pasuk that Reb Nosson would also learn, and therefore there's no source here clearly that Reb Nosson holds that Shabbos is his manful. So again, the Gemara continues, attempting to find the Tana that says this idea that we were trying to say, that is the opinion of the Tana of our Mishnah, that says that Shabbos is Man Tefillin. Rather, Elahai Tana, rather, it's this Tana that says Shabbos is Man Tefillin. The Tana learned the Braisa. Michal Bas Kushi, which was Michal, that was the wife of David HaMelech, the daughter of Shaul, and the reason why she's called Bas Kushi is, as it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim Perek Zayin, Al Dirve Kush Ben Yamini, which is a reference to Shaul, as the Gemara in Eilam Megalchin and Moed Katan says. So Michal, she would wear tefillin. And the Chacham did not protest what she was doing, that it should be considered like being over and baltaisiv on the words of Torah, because the Torah exempts women from a mitzvah sasech as man grammar, which is what tefillin are. And yet in spite of that, she wore the tefillin. The Ishtash Yoina and the wife of Yoina, this was Yoina ben Amita, who was the Navi, the famous Yoina, she would be oil regal on the Shalosh Regalim, but the Micha B'Chacham and the Chacham did not protest on what she was doing. So now the raya from this is from this brisa, Mendeloim Micha B'Chacham, from the fact that Chacham did not protest against Michal from wearing tefillin, and they should have protested because it's Issa Bal Taisef. She's not mechuyev, and she's adding on, doing more than what she's supposed to. So then Alma Kesavri Mitzvah Sasech Aloyas Mangrami. Obviously, we can prove that they held the reason why they didn't protest is because tefillin is not as mangrama, which means to say it's not a time-bound mitzvah, it's all the time. So obviously you see that tefillin is every time, nighttime, Shabbos time, and therefore, had Shabbos not been as zman tefillin, it already would have been as zman kavu, exactly a distinct time. It wouldn't been, and women are exempt if it's any specific time, and therefore if Shabbos would not be included, it would be zman kavu. So from the fact that they didn't protest that it's a Isra Bal Taisa, so obviously it's not Zman Kavur, it's at all times, which means it's at night and on Shabbos. So therefore we see that this Tana, who says that this is what Michal actually did, held that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. The Gemara says no. The Dilma Savala, maybe this Tana held, we continue on to Amid Beis, Ki Rabbi Yosi, and this opinion of Rabbi Yosi is mentioned later, Dama Noshim Semcheis Rishus, that he says that women could do smicha, they could lean on their carbon permissibly. And that is, although it says in the pasuk in Vayikra Aleph, Dabel b'nei Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people, b'nei, meaning the men, v'amarta aleim, you should tell them, odu miki yakir mikem, a man that will bring from you a carbon. And then it says afterwards, v'samach yod, that he will lean his hand, which is the b'nei Yisrael, a reference to them, they do smicha, but not the b'nei Yisrael. And yet in spite of that, Rabbi Yisi says, that although they're not mechuyiv, they're allowed to, that's the same idea, that although she's not mechuyiv to put on tefillin, and the reason is because it is a mitzvah shazman grama, because it is time-bound, and Shabbos is not the time of the Zman of Tefillin. However, she is allowed to, just like she's allowed to do Smicha, even though she's as exempt. And the proof of this is that it has to be that this Pshat, not the way we had assumed to say, because it's a Zman, it's not a Zman Gerama. The Eloi Tem Ochev, because if you don't say this Pshat, that even though that they're really not Mechuyim, because it is Zman Gerama, but however, she's allowed to. Ishta shel Yaina, so there, because the wife of Yaina, Hayisa'ila L'regav Olei Michba. We said the other case was that she used to go up and on the Shalosh Regalim and be the regal, and no one protested. Now, mi ikalaman the omer regal of mitzvah cessation man gramo. Is there anyone that's going to say that the mitzvah of going up at Shalosh Regalim, which is only three times a year, that that's not a mitzvah cessation man gramo? Obviously, it is. So obvious, just because that you're allowed to, even though you're not mechuyev, and that's not Issa Baltais of Hachanami Rishos, here also obviously that the pshat was regarding Michal wearing tefillin, was not because that it's obviously showing that because it's not Zman Gerama, because Shabbos and Laila is Zman Tefillin. No, even though it's not, and she's not mechuyev, it's not Baltais, because she's allowed to, so therefore here also, we don't have a source again, that this is being the Tana of that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. So again, the Gemara continues to search. So the Gemara says, no, it's rather, it's the following Tana. The Tana like learn the Braisa. If someone finds tefillin, machnisin zug zug, you bring it in one pair at a time. Echad ish v'echad ish, and this applies whether this person that found it is a man, whether it's a woman. Echad chadashas v'echad yashanas, whether it's new tefillin, whether it's old tefillin. Different man, that's opinion of a man. Rabbi Huda oisa b'chadashas. And these are the two opinions mentioned in our Mishnah. But here it's just adding on different criteria that we had not mentioned. Rabbi Huda says that new tefillin are forbidden, that you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos by doing this heta of wearing it and bringing it into the town, because maybe it's not really tefillin when they're new. Maybe it's really kamei, it's an amulet. It's just in the shape of what a tefillin are like. However, since it's new, we don't know for sure, as it's a telltale sign that it's really tefillin, and therefore we're allowing you to do any type of, even some type of heter, the Gechil Shabbos, to bring it in. However, Matabi Shabbos, however, Yehuda does permit to wear it and bring it in with this heter of wearing old ones. So now, the Gemara elaborates on this braisa to show this idea that obviously they hold Shabbos as Zman Tefillin. Ad kan loy pligi il b'chadosh v'yashanis. We only find that the two of them, Rabbi Meir and Yehuda, argue regarding new and old. That is, everyone agrees old ones you could bring in, but they had a machlokes regarding new ones. Af be'isha loy pligi, but regarding a woman, no one argued to say that a woman can't wear it to bring it in. Now, shema mina mitzvah seseisha loy zman geramehu. Obviously, that the reason why women are wearing it, and it's not considered a chil Shabbos, is because they are considered mechuyev in tefillin. And the reason being is because it's shaloy zman geramah. There's no specific time when there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin. It's at old times. That being Shabbos and nighttime is a mitzvah tefillin. And that's because now we understand why the woman could wear it, and for her it's not considered a masli, a load, carrying on Shabbos, because it's not time-bound, and therefore they're mechuyev, and that's why they're just like men, and the fact that they can bring it in one pair at a time. To which the Gemara asks, maybe it's not true. The Dilma Savala Kreb Yasi, maybe Reb Meir and Yehuda held like Reb Yasi, the Amar Nashim Sem Chesushos, that they say, Reb Yasi says, that a woman is allowed to do a mitzvah even though she's not mechuyev in it, and therefore it wouldn't be considered Bal Taisiv. Now, and therefore, there wouldn't be an isser either of wearing it on Shabbos, because he holds that it's a tachshit. It's like a jewelry. It's like an adornment for a person. So therefore, although essentially you have to be mechuyev to wear the tefillin, to be able to carry it one at a time, however, maybe the idea is that a woman on some level could do the mitzvah, and therefore there is no isser bal taisiv, and therefore it's not being considered as a masli, rather it's being considered like a tachshit, like a jewelry. Tzvi Gemara says, don't entertain this idea to say that Reb Meir and Yehuda were going in the opinion of Yasi. Rather, this price is clearly the Tana that telling us that mitzvah, that tefillin is a mitzvah on Shabbos and at nighttime, and that's why it's not time bound, and that's why they're allowed to wear it. Why can't it be that it's because of Reb Yasi? As the Gemara says, the lawyer Meir Savala Kreb Yasi, the lawyer Yehuda Savala Kreb Yasi, because both of them, as the Gemara is going to bring two sources, are clearly that they don't hold the Reb Yasi. And that is, a woman that's not mechuyev in the mitzvah is not allowed to do that mitzvah. We don't say semchis rishos. And therefore, how could this woman go carry the tefillin? Obviously, it's not because she's allowed to, rather because she has to. And why does she have to? Because it's a mitzvah say she lo yazman geramah, because the mitzvah of tefillin is at nighttime and on Shabbos. As the Gemara proves, lo yirmeir sovla k'Reb Yasi, we find clearly that Remei does not hold to this concept of Reb Yasi. It's not like learning the Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. It says, ein ma'akven es ha-tinoikis milatkayim. We don't hold back a child from blowing a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And that is, Beis Din is not commanded to stop the child from blowing a Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah, because anyways, there's a mitzvah of being mechanech them in the mitzvahs of blowing a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Where the inference is, Hanashim Akfen, however, if a woman is blowing a Rosh Hashanah, that we would stop them from blowing. Now, although it's not a true chil Yom Tov, as the Tana of the Beis Shmuel taught, and this is brought in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Tesem Beis, that Tekiyah Shofar, blowing the Shofar, and Radiyas HaPas, taking down bread from the oven, that it's what's called a chachma, it's just a type of an artwork, but it's not an actual malacha, so therefore there's no chil yamtim. But the reason why we stop a woman from blowing Shofar Rosh Hashanah is because it looks like she's adding on to the mitzvah of Shofar, which is called Baltaisim, because she's not mechuyev, she's pater. And therefore, if she's doing it, we have to stop her because of Baal Tosef. Now, the Stamas Nitin, Reb Meir, when we have a regular Mishnah that's anonymous without a specific author, we generally say that's Reb Meir. So obviously, what do you mean? Why do we stop the woman? We could say that she's Rishus. She's allowed to do a mitzvah cessation magrama if she wants to. From the fact that we say that we would stop her, only the children we don't stop, and that's obviously the opinion of Reb Meir, because the Stamas Nitin, we find that he does not agree to Reb Yossi's concept that they're allowed to do, and rather they're not allowed to, and that's why we stop them. It's considered like a Isra of Baal Tosef. The lawyer Reb Yehuda sublook Reb Yossi, and we also find clearly Reb Yehuda does not agree to this concept of Reb Yossi. It's kind of like learning a Braisa. There's a pasuk in Mayikra that says, Dabel b'nei Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people, v'samach, and then they should do smicha. So the inference is that b'nei Yisrael samchin ve'im b'nei Yisrael samchin, that who does the smicha, which is the pasuk nearby that says v'samach, who is doing this leaning? It's the b'nei Yisrael, the Jewish men, not the Jewish women. That's the opinion of the Tanakam. Reb Yosi, Reb Shimon Oimrim, which this is the opinion of Reb Yosi that we had mentioned before, which is being cited here. Nashim Semchis Rishus. No, women are allowed to do, although they're exempt, we have a clear exemption, it says B'nai Yisrael, not B'nai Yisrael, but they're allowed to do even the mitzvah that they're exempt from. Now, B'stam Sifra, a regular Sifra, which is in Tiris Kainan, which is this that we're quoting from. Mani, who is that? Which is the opinion of the Tanakama that's anonymous. That's Reb Yehuda, and therefore this opinion that says that she's not allowed to go ahead and do the smicha, because he doesn't say like Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon that smicha is rishus, obviously is because he holds that any, which in this regard is smicha in doing the smicha, or any mitzvah seichei magarama, that we do not say that it's rishus. So obviously, the tefillin that's permitted is not obviously because it's not zman grama. And why? How is tefillin not zman grama? Obviously, because Laila and Shabbos is zman tefillin, and therefore we have for ourselves the Tana, who is the one that says that Shabbos is a Zman HaTfilin, and that's the opinion of our Mishnah, that Shabbos is Zman HaTfilin, and that's why one can wear one at a time, because again, Shabbos is the Zman HaTfilin. Now the Gemara continues with a different idea, but which ultimately will bring in the idea of what was mentioned in our Mishnah. Amr Rabbi Lazar says, HaMaitzit Tcheles B'Shuk, if someone finds blue wool in the marketplace, so it depends. If L'Shoynais, if they're strips, and that is, it's combed wool that's dyed already with this tchelis. Psulas, they're invalid to be used for the tzitzis. And that's because maybe it was not dyed for the purpose of tzitzis. And we need to have what's called a asiyah lishma. It has to be made with the intention to be made for tzitzis. So therefore, you can't use this blue wool as the strings, which was one of the strings that's supposed to be blue wool. You can't use it for it. However, chutin, if what you found are threads, ksherin, they're going to be kosher to be used as the blue strings on the tzitzis, on the fringes, to which the Gemara asks. Maishno l'shoynis, why are strips different, that they're puzzle, they're invalid? And the reason being, damrinan adai to the glimit savinu, because you found it in the market, you say, well, because maybe the guy who dyed it, he dyed it for the purpose of using it and weaving it into a garment, and not to make tzitzis out of it. And that's why you don't know that it had a seal shema, so you can't use it. B'chut nami, then strings also. Name adai to the glimit tavin, and maybe say that it was spun with the intention of using it in a garment. How can you go ahead and use it for tzitzis now? Torah Gemara answers, b'shizurim. We're talking about that they're twisted. And twisted strings are generally not used to weave into a garment. Torah Gemara asks, b'shizurim nami neima. But even by something that was twisted, you can still say that it could have been used for a garment. Adai to the sifs of the glimaifin, or maybe it was spun with the intention of having it put on the edge of a garment. And that is sometimes, as we find our current italis has that there's like a twisted thing coming out from the edge. Maybe it was made for the intention of hanging from the bottom of the garment, and therefore, although it's not woven into the garment, and that's why some things are twisted or not, but maybe it's still made for a garment and not for tzitzis to hang from the bottom. Torah Gemara answers, not only was it shazurim, it was bimufsakin, that they were cut up into small pieces. And that is the kuli haivadi loy tarchi inchi. That is, a person will not go through so much of an effort and then go back and to knot them together and then to go ahead and put up on the bottom of the garment. And therefore, we're going to say that obviously the one who made it was making it for tzitzis strings, which is something that would be convenient for tzitzis, but inconvenient for garments. And therefore, we don't have to suspect it was made for garments, again, because it was shazurim and it was mufsakin. And therefore, we're going to say it's for tzitzis. And therefore, you could assume that it had a seal shma. Twisty Gemara asks from our Mishnah, Amar Rava, wait a second. Do you think people generally go to the difficulty of making an amulet similar to how tefillin are generally made? And yet, we find in our Mishnah that we are concerned that a certain item, although it looks like tefillin, is really maybe a command. It's not like we're not Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, when did we say that one could go ahead and save pairs of tefillin, taking in either one at a time or two at a time? Bishanis. That's only old tefillin, which is obvious that they're tefillin. The way it's knotted and the way it's made, of b'chadash is potter, but when they're new, we say that the person is exempt from bringing it in. The reason being is because maybe it's not really tefillin. Maybe it's a kameya, maybe it's just an amulet, and therefore you cannot be mechal Shabbos for it. Now, obviously, people don't generally go ahead and go to that extent, but since there's that slight possibility, so therefore we say we have to suspect for that. So therefore here also, how can you say that you could use this for tzitzis? Maybe, although it's a far-fetched, but you see we go for far-fetched, that maybe it was made for a garment and not for the halacha of tzitzis. And therefore we see that a person, although generally you said a svara that sounds good, the kuli hai vadu le tarchi inchi, you're right. Generally people are not going to go the distance in taking this mufsakin, that a shazurin, to put it together and go put it on the edge of the garment, but yet we see that we do suspect for such a thing, as we find in our Mishnah, that although generally a person will not make a kameya in such a way that it looks exactly like tefillin, but yet we have to suspect for that because there is that possibility. And then when that machal Shabbos, a hero, so you shouldn't be able to use it for the mitzvah of tzitzis. So Amr Bzeir la Hava Brei, Rebzeir told to his son Hava, he says, Puk tuni lahu, go out to the Rabbanan in the base Medrash, that they had a difficulty with this statement of Rebbe Laza, as Rava had just asked. Go out and teach to them that I have a brisa that supports exactly what he says, and says explicitly that the reason is because a person's not tereach to go ahead and attach it to the garment, that obviously that these strings, the chutin, were made for tzitzis. As he's brought the brisa, the brisa says explicitly, someone finds this blue wool in the marketplace, the shine is psul, and if they're strips, they're invalid. Chutin mufsakin ksherin. If they're strings that are detached, they are valid. And the reason being, the Brisa says explicitly, lefi she'ein odem terech, because the person will not go through the difficulty, and obviously it's not for a garment, rather it's for tzitzis, and that's why it's kasha. So Amar Rava responded to that, umishum detani lahava bered Reb Zeir. And because Ahava, the son of Reb Zeir, comes with a Brisa, kipi talila, we're going to hang rings from it. In other words, yay, I understand you have a brisa, but vatnan. Again, I have my Mishnah that says explicitly, when did we say that you saved the tefillin? When they're old ones, when we know for sure that they're tefillin. Abachadash is potter, but when they're new, you're exempt. Obviously, that even though generally say a person will not be matriach, obviously we do have to suspect that a person might be matriach and make a command in such a way. So therefore, I understand you have a brisa, but my Mishnah is telling you not like that. And it's saying that a person might be matriach, and therefore, even by the chutin, we should be concerned that it's going to be not for tzitzis, and it should be invalid. Elam Rav, so rather Rav concludes that tarach v'letarach tanoi, you have to say that this idea, if a person will go the distance, and we have to suspect, it obviously is a machlokes tanoim, as we find the brisa saying one way, our Mishnah saying the other way. The tanoim, like we learned in the brisa, it says this machlokes. Hamayit tefillin, someone finds tefillin. Machnisin zug zug. He brings it one pair at a time. Echre ish, vechre ish, whether it's a man or whether it's a woman. We're continuing on the top of Tzadi Zayin Amid Aleph. Echad chadash is whether they're new, which a new thing is because a person is not going to be matriach to make a kameya exactly how tefillin are. So obviously that they are tefillin. The echad yishan is whether they're old. The vremeya that's been in vremeya. Rabbi Huda, oiser bechadashes, he says forbidden to bring in the new tefillin. And he permits old ones. So Alma, so we see that Mar Savar, that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that Tarachinish, a person might go the distance, and that's why Chadashis are Aser. Umar Savar, and obviously Rameya holds, Loi Tarachinish, a person will not go the distance, and therefore, although the new ones are not definite that they're Tzvon, there might be a Kameh, but we don't have to suspect because Loi Tarachinish, and therefore, that's what Rava says, that obviously it is a machlekes tanoim, as we find explicitly, that this is their machlekes regarding chadashas, if a person will be matriach to make something that's generally not like that, and therefore we have to suspect for it, that will be the same debate that we have by tefillin, that possibly would apply to the same halacha of tzitzis regarding chutin, if we have to suspect that it was made for a garment or not.